From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are down sharply as oil prices and volatility surge on the unrest spreading in Libya and other parts of North Africa and the Middle East. At last check, the Dow is down more than 180 points or more than 1.5% at 12,210. Analysts say investors are increasingly worried about how global economies will be affected by escalating violence in Libya, one of the world's largest exporters of crude. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is refusing to step down despite increasing calls from many Libyans and members of his own government to resign. Gaddafi, who has been in power for more than 40 years, delivered an angry and lengthy speech on state television today, saying he would keep fighting or die a martyr. But the opposition is claiming control of more parts of Libya. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the eastern part of the country where she says forces join protesters.
Crossing into eastern Libya, the border post is completely controlled by men who are armed. They say they are the Free Libyan Troops. Basically, at this point, there is no sign of any police, any Libyan authorities at all.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in eastern Libya. Meanwhile, NPR's Tom Gelton tells us the UN Refugee Agency is reporting that thousands of people have fled Libya into neighboring Tunisia.
The Tunisian military has sent extra troops to its border with Libya, but UN officials here in Tunis say the purpose of the reinforcement is mainly to provide humanitarian assistance. As of midday on Tuesday, the Tunisian military had reported more than 4,000 people crossing the border from Libya, and an official with the UN Refugee Agency says there is now, quote, a constant stream. The Tunisian Red Cross is setting up tents and providing food to the refugees, and the UN has sent an emergency team to the border area to coordinate the aid effort. Tunisian authorities have opened the border and are letting in anyone who wants to leave Libya. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Tunis.
The U.S. military says pirates are behind the deaths of four Americans off East Africa today. Admiral Mark Fox, the head of U.S. naval forces in the region, says troops were in the process of negotiating when they heard gunshots from the Americans' hijacked yacht and rushed to the vessel.
There were hostages who were still alive, and we applied and gave first aid immediately to them. But they were fatally injured.
Authorities say this was the deadliest incident involving Americans. The victims were couples from California and Washington State. For the first time in 30 years, two Iranian naval ships have crossed the Suez Canal in Egypt that links the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. The vessels were on their way to allies in Syria for training exercises. Israel had said that Iran's crossing through the strategic waterway would be considered a provocation. They also warned against making too much of the passage, which is being monitored by American and Egyptian authorities. This is NPR News. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker warns he may be forced to lay off hundreds of state employees if a so-called budget repair bill doesn't pass the state legislature this week. More from NPR's David Shaper.
14 Democratic state senators remain out of the state to prevent a vote in the upper chamber on the bill. The measure would strip away most collective bargaining rights from most public employees. But the bill is coming up for debate in the lower chamber, the state assembly, where Democrats say they will offer more than 100 amendments to try to at least change the bill, if not stop it. Here's Madison Democrat Brett Hulsey.
This bill is a pig. Not only does it attack the rights of hundreds of thousands of public servants, nurses, snowplow drivers, teachers, but it also attacks the health care of 62,000 Wisconsinites.
But Republican Governor Scott Walker warns that if the cost-cutting bill doesn't pass, layoff notices could start going out to state workers next week. David Shaper, NPR News in Madison, Wisconsin.
Consumers are apparently feeling more confident about the U.S. economy, or so indicates the Conference Board's index, which has risen this month to its highest level in 3 years. The reading jumped to 70.4 from a revised 64.8 in January. This was the fifth month in a row the Consumer Confidence Index had climbed, but consumers' feelings about jobs in particular are still mixed. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged down 179 points at last check, or 1.4% at 12,213. NASDAQ off nearly 80 points, or more than 2.5% at 2,756. And the S&P 500 down 28 at 1,315. This is NPR News.